item 11 from the Director of County Economic Development and the Director, Department of Administrative Services, providing an informational verbal update on the status of lease discussions with the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts and plans for a new parking structure. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
We had scheduled this for closed session. What do you see the procedure this morning, Mr. Tiquez?
Thank you, Madam Chair and Supervisors. I think what we would like to report today is that we have had several meetings with Paul Matthews and his staff regarding both the lease structure and the potential of a new parking structure to replace the aging structure that is currently there. We had two great meetings with information sharing. We're working together as a team with the Marcus Center. Their staff has been very responsive to questions that we have raised and have gone through several iterations of what both of these potential projects could look like. And there's some follow-up information from both of us as we continue to tweak a final proposal to bring to the board. So given that need for additional information on both parts, we don't feel the need to go into closed session today to articulate in any great detail proposals that have been on the table in draft format, given that I think we're heading in a very positive direction. Director Don Tyler did ask me to communicate that he has assigned me to also be the point person on the lease negotiation sides of things since we've been meeting with Paul and his staff at least once a month, if not more. Like I said, we had two meetings last week to try to bring those two pieces of the puzzle together to bring together a proposal that works not only for the administration and the board, but for the Marcus Center as well. And Paul, if you'd like to add to that.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. I think one of the things that one of the meetings we had last week was a good meeting with the Department of City Development, and it was, I think, a very timely meeting for us to get together, and the city reaffirmed its support through Mr. Marcoux that the city's intent is to extend our current land lease for another 99 years, a dollar-a-year lease. That's currently what we have, and that is significant in order for us to move forward with the development.
Just to refresh the committee, the Marcus Center is a county asset, one of what we call our cultural institutions. The parking garage is on city property, correct, in which you've had a long-term lease.
That's correct.
So
and
this
we
is what
actually
you're reporting.
The Marcus Center itself actually owns the parking structure to make it a little more complicated. But it sits on city land. But they've agreed, we don't have it down on paper yet, but they have reaffirmed their position on that to extend the lease. And should there be some additional commercial development on the site, which is we're still working on footprint and so forth, then I think DCD may take a stronger role in helping develop that site commercially. So.
We do have Supervisor Broderick, who chairs Parks. I know he has been looking to get, since we separated all those lease agreements, we had previously this whole issue with regard to the War Memorial, Milwaukee Art Museum, and all of the other cultural assets, including the Villa Terrace, Charles Ellis, and the Marcus under one fairly large agreement. Those now have been separated. I think Supervisor Broderick has been looking to get your agreement in place, correct? But it's been tied up with this issue with regard to a new development in the parking garage. So I think that gets us to the current status. Is that a fair statement?
That's correct. And the lease does relate to the structure, both certainly generally and in general. The areas we're looking at most specifically where they relate would be the length of the term of the lease for the Marcus Center facility and then any county commitment on an annual basis such as it's had in the past. So the two are tied together, and we do want to move forward on that. The other thing is that I can say that we have continued to refine our design. We're always looking for ways to reduce cost in the overall project, and we're putting together a new pro forma, just have recosted some major items. So we'll be working with Mr. Whaley-Smith on that as well. So that's another reason why we don't believe a closed session today, because we're actually working on a new pro forma for the project.
And I'm sure if committee members want to get some information going to the where you've been in the past and where you're trying to go, you could make yourself available for that. I guess this morning, then, if we're not going to go in closed session or get details of financing, could we at least ask what our time frame is? When will we be receiving something, and when can Supervisor Broderick's committee expect to finally get that lease agreement resolved?
Madam Chair and Supervisors, so the best way I can answer that is that our strategy at this point is to put together a proposal that works again for both the county and the different branches of the county and the Marcus Center. And we have already gone through maybe four or five iterations of what that might look like. And every step we're getting even closer to that potential outcome. One of our strategies also is to bring other partners to the table. And so one of the things that we're doing jointly is going out and talking to banks as well and other financing entities about their potential interest in the debt of a new structure, if that's where it goes. So I think we're monumentally closer than we were a month ago. I don't know that I can, with any certainty say that we're going to have, something ready for, the next cycle or two. But diligently, we continue to work with the Marcus Center, and I think it'll help now that these two things are combined, because the buildings are, in a very real sense, physically connected, but also operationally they're connected as well. And I don't think anybody's interested in the outcome that requires several million dollars to continue to be put into a garage that has met its useful life. So Paul has been very upfront about that timeline. We understand that timeline and are working towards that resolution.
Supervisor Mayo?
So my understanding is Waukee County put money into the garage? Is that what you're saying? I thought the garage was owned by the Marcus Center, and we own, Waukee County own facility of the center, and that's a war memorial, a monument to the veterans of Milwaukee County. So I'm just trying to make sure that I understand, because I thought the garage is different from the war memorial.
It is, Supervisor. Up to this point, the county has put operating dollars in the Marcus Center on an annual basis, and over time, a substantial amount of capital investment in the Marcus Center itself.
Correct.
The parking structure we've owned and maintained, all of the repairs that have gone into that, which are in the millions of dollars to maintain its integrity, have come through earned income we've generated through operation of the structure. So up to this point, no, there is no county there are no county dollars in the parking structure itself. What Mr. Whaley Smith is referring to is, I've been candid before about this, if we don't have something in the ground by next spring, we're looking at a $4.5 million investment in the current structure, which everybody agrees is not a good investment. So our timeline is backing up from that. What do we need to do in order to get something in place so we're ready to go next spring and not having to invest those dollars in the existing structure, because we will have to go borrow those dollars. We don't have the cash anymore to be able to put them in the structure.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Broderick, do you have some input?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just briefly, our final action as a board was the 7th of January, 2012. That's nearly 2.5 years ago. That's how long this has languished. And I know it's the executive's intent to draw back on the funding that we offer the Marcus and other culturals. And in order to do that without this parking structure, that's going to be impossible. So I would hope at this point, without seeking explanation for why it's taken so long, that this move forward expeditiously so that things can be accomplished by the spring and this can become a reality.
Thank you, Supervisor Broderick. I very much do not want to see this in budget. I don't believe these kinds of projects should be reviewed in budget. So that's my time frame. We'll be starting budget again in September. And hopefully we know what we're going to do at the Marcus Center before budget discussions. So that's what I am looking for. And I think we've been working on this for a long time. I agree with Supervisor Broderick. So we need to be expeditious on this. I know the director of the Marcus Center has been working on this for years. So let's get this to a head, and let's get an understanding of what the plan's going to look like so when we get to budget. If there do need to be funds budgeted, we know what the agreement is. So
Madam Chair, I would just say that our plan is, as we talked about this, is that we want to be able to jointly bring you
a project. Yep.
So that's our
we just want to know you have a good partner at the table while you're trying to work on this.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question about the intent of the project. Is it at this point solely just to replace the parking structure? Is it a mixed-use project that could include other developments? And this is along Water Street, and it's a very, I would say, keen place for development in the in that region as well, and around the arts district as well. So just the theater district as well. Just wanted to get that clear.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, a couple different responses to that one. One is it is imperative to understand the really hard and great work that Marcus Center has done in getting more performance revenue, I mean, is the way to put it, private revenue based on the events that they hold there to offset what has been a decrease in public funding. And one of the strategies that Paul has put together and his staff has put together is as one of those options for earned revenue is parking. And the performance parking looks really, really good. When they have a performance there, they generate a lot of people that are willing to pay, you know, to park for the evening. And it's important that we capture that revenue for the Marcus Center. They're driving the demand to do that. That's the base part of this transaction. How do we maintain that very valuable income revenue to help offset what has been a county decrease? So that's the fundamental core part of the transaction. So is there an opportunity if the parking structure becomes narrower and goes up higher? Does that make room for larger development? That's certainly possible. But at the end of the day, neither Marcus Center or the county owns that land. The city of Milwaukee does. So I think what we have to focus on jointly is figuring out what makes sense for the Marcus Center to capture that revenue and not get in the way of potential development in that area. And the way you do that is by narrowing the garage so that it does not take up the entire block and you leave room on Water Street for potential development. And we're on the same page with that with the city of Milwaukee. But it would not be our intent. I mean, it's not our land, so the county's not going to be developing. It's the city land.
Elaborate a bit on that. As you know, originally when we talked about this a couple years ago, we had been having conversations with the Harmony Initiative about locating on Water Street. They have run out of patience, I guess is the best way to describe it, and are looking at a different site up on Water Street. They may rejoin us, but if not, what Teague's talking about is that we have a footprint that allows for some development on Water Street. We wouldn't change the footprint. We would, though, lean in with the city about on potential for commercial development. We've also thought about going up over the structure, but that's kind of in play now with some different models that we're looking at. I will say this, that we need a skywalk, and we always had in our plan two additional key pieces to the development. One was some additional entertainment space, if you will, windows on water, gathering space, not performance space, but it's additional income for us and for the groups that perform in the building. And secondly, car sponsorships are significant for performing arts centers. We only have one place to park them right now, and that's outside around our fountain. We've got a design with a big enough lobby in it off the parking structure entrance to park a car in. That's additional income for us. So everything we look at in the design, in addition to the parking revenue, which is the big one, are these other things, and then the potential for a leasing out for a restaurant on the first level. But as Teague said, the parking is a critical piece, and we've always looked at this, and this is where we're spending a lot of time on this, is that the financials for the parking structure itself, without these other pieces, have to fundamentally work first. And that's what we are doing a lot of due diligence. Long answer to your question, but that's what's going on.
And it's good to have the information. I see that as an opportunity to further development on Water Street, but also try to find more revenue for the Marcus Center as well. So thank you, Madam Chair.
And the affordable window on financing may be closing, so we need to move. Let's get going on this.
Our cost has already gone up over $900,000 because of the $900,000 we spent in the cash. capital reserve fund out of the parking structure to do the repairs to maintain the integrity to get us to next spring. So, yes, there's definitely urgency.
I believe I'm also commenting on behalf of Parks, but I think the board is going to be a good partner, and we want to work with you to get this done. So let's move. All right, anything else? Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Nothing else from committee? Otherwise, we are adjourned.
Thank you.